You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
All right, incitement. So this movie is legally culpable now because it actually is stirring people up to incitement, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's in TIFF in Toronto, there was actually they had a bomb scare, some kind of scare, and they actually had to evacuate the whole theater for a little bit so they could check it out.
Make well, sure. There we go.
Not surprised. That's just another day in Tel Aviv.
Aww.
Yeah. I did some research. I was curious. So.
When I went on Birthright and I got like friendly enough with you know the people who were hosting and like were in charge, basically our camp counselors, they said that there was one time where there was like a scare during the trip, but it was when we were in like I think it was before we went to Jerusalem.
Oh, okay.
So, it's actually very safe. I mean, there's a lot of checkpoints. I think they have a lot of security over there for the most part. My understanding.
It's a bigger place than people think. Okay. So people assume like, oh, the whole thing is dangerous. Like before I went, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to the Middle East. And then you go there and it's way closer to Disneyland than you expect. But that's another conversation for another time.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Because this movie, Incitement, is an interesting situation. So along with the scare that happened with the Toronto Film Festival, this one's actually beginning largely good praise because it won the Ophir Award, which is the Israeli Oscars for Best Picture, and then it was a candidate to be nominated for Best International Feature, but didn't make it this year, sadly.
Mm. Yeah. But it's listed as a 2020 release.
Yeah, because the initial run was back in, it released in Israel and TIFF during September of last year, but it's getting American distribution this year, so.
So maybe it might get a nod for Best Foreign Film, who knows?
That's what I'm saying, that it missed its chance, because it was up for 2019's International Feature, and it didn't get selected.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. It makes sense. I mean, I feel like I can kind of understand, but yeah, I think it was a really good film, so.
Yeah, why don't we just give an idea of what this movie's about? So first of all, hey, I'm Justin. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to watch this one. I've been a little busy with some work stuff lately. But we got two people I think are even more qualified to talk about than me. We got Paloma over here.
Hello.
Hey, and we got Julian.
Hello. I have Jew in my name.
and I'm half Jewish.
Well, there we go.
Jewish. So in the Jewish religion, I am Jewish, I guess, yeah.
Yes, you're Jewish. Your mom is Jewish. You're Jewish. Okay, we're not going to talk about it right now. But Paloma, why don't you go ahead and tell us all what the story is.
It is based on the real-life assassination of Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin by Israeli law student Yigal Amar.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the story from what I can gather.
Yes, yeah. And Yigal Amar is also, which is interesting, his family's originally from Yemen. He's an Orthodox Jew.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
While Robin was more secular Jew.
Interesting. It's like, so from what it says in synopsis is that it covers the year leading up to his assassination that happens.
Yeah.
And it seems like we have a lot of these movies of like, you know, following a burgeoning killer like we had with Joker last year kind of thing. But like, what kind of angle do they have with portraying Yigal in this film?
I mean, they kind of, I think why they appreciated it in Israel is because they don't really pull their punches. Like, they portray him as someone who is, like, I don't know if this is the right word, but I'm going to use it, who's kind of deranged.
Yeah, you know? He's radical. I mean,
yeah, and as someone who did go on Birthright, the reason I mention that is all this shit that this movie's about, this is all the stuff that they hid away from us. They tried to go like, hey, we're not Zionists, you know? But, like, this is, like, the radical side of it where they're like, yo, bro, like, I don't like Arabs, like, Jews for life, Holmes. And it was, I almost, like, when I saw what this is about, man, I almost went, I don't know if I want to do this. This is going to be, like, intense to watch. But I was like, no, I'm going to challenge myself. And Honestly, I really dug it. I really liked it. I don't think it's perfect. I think that it runs a bit long.
Yeah, because it's about 2 hours, isn't it?
Or... it is.
It is two hours, yeah.
Yeah, it ends like at about 155-ish and then has like, you know, like some descriptions of what happened afterwards. But because it's based on history, it was kind of hard to really get sucked in for me because all the reviews were like, edge of your seat. Like, this is going to be action-packed. And, like, it's... the filmmaking is great, but there was a lot of fat to trim, I thought.
Yeah, I think it was really... I mean, I feel like I learned a lot of things, because, about kind of Israel and about the politics of it. And I was interested, because at first... because the way they showed Amir, I think, they showed him being kind of... he was always being very radical, but I think being further radicalized, but I feel like, reading some stuff about him, like, he was part of this religious, part of the Israeli Defense Force, where it was a kind of religious unit, I guess, and he was like considered radical back then as well, even with the other Orthodox Jews, he was considered even pretty radical back then. So I think he was sort of not radicalized; he just was already radical from the very beginning.
So like he was maybe the guy who would always take it a little too far, even compared to the other people, kind of thing.
Yes, and I think he also.
And people talk to him like that. Like, there's multiple times in the movie where people are like, yeah, don't listen to this guy. He's fucking nuts.
Yeah. And
that's the thing about Israel and, like, the dispute with what's happening in Palestine and all that. It's like, it's just a bummer, man. Like, it's like, you threw a rock at me first, and now I'm going to throw one back. And
very circular.
And exactly. And it keeps going and going. And it sucks because Israel's a really nice place. It's filled with lots of people, lots of crazy people. But I was talking to one of my friends who's actually Yemen. I was like, yo, man, maybe we should watch this together. I'd love to have a discussion about it. Because it shows him a Jewish Yemen, which is really rare. And it's interesting that he would be so passionate for that side. Because my buddy who is Yemen, he's Muslim.
Yeah, because Yemen, there's, that was really, really fascinating as well, is how this, maybe not self-hatred, but this kind of hatred of somebody who looks more like him than the, most of the other Jewish Israelis. But anyways, those are the scenes, because there's also sort of kind of a little bit of racism going on.
Oh,
I am 50% of this, but I'm going to mispronounce the name anyways. But the Eastern European kind of Jew is the Anarkazi Jew.
Yeah, sure.
We're showing kind of looking down upon him because he's originally from, his family's originally from Yemen, and he was with this girl. I'm gonna look her up. Her name, 1 minute.
Nava,
who was a
That's a Daniela Curtis.
She was an Orthodox law student who was also Orthodox. In the film, it kind of shows her family not liking him because of what he says, but I think from at least what I've read, then the research I've done, it was mostly due to him being an Orthodox Yemen Jew and not, you know, Anarkazi Jew. So
I don't blame his parents for being uncomfortable around this guy because he describes himself as like a nuclear weapon or like as a missile. He's like, yeah, I'm like a laser pointer. You point me at things and I fucking blow it up.
Right?
Like, he doesn't say that exactly, but he does compare himself to a laser pointer.
Oh, no. I mean, in the movie that, I mean, I get it, and I wasn't there, so I'm unclear if how much the research I did was correct, but it seemed to imply that it was because of his background, not because of anything he said, in reality, why the mayors didn't work. But I don't know, but the film definitely shows it being, basically, him being crazy in front of them, and them saying, like, no, thank you. And to her as well, Navo's realizing that he's not, well, I guess, balanced.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Israel, is, like, they're not as balanced as you might wish they are. Like, some people are balanced, you know, like, they're just like, death sucks, you know? But there is a lot of people in Israel who are walking around smelling their farts going, yo, my shit don't stink. And it's like, everyone's shit stinks. Relax.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So some interesting stuff I note about this movie, too, is that it's shot in a 4:3 ratio, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, like, how do you think that works? Because I think also, doesn't it mix a bunch of stock footage in with the actual footage, too?
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's why they did it, because it comes through, like, more clean, I think, that way. But the movie is beautiful. It's really nice looking. Everything's well lit. And they definitely did that because they were shooting it on film.
Yeah. Like, and I think
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think the way they actually really, I want to talk about that as well, the way they merged the real footage with the the footage from the film, I think, was really brilliant. I think maybe the screen helped, but it was very seamless, and it seemed to match perfectly well. So I think that the way they shot it really kind of makes it so, not maybe it doesn't pull you in, but you're not distracted by what's going on and by the real footage. And also, it seems like it really works with it. You kind of feel like you're in there, and you're kind of experiencing it, and that's real. So I feel like they did a good job.
It doesn't feel like it's Hollywooding it up. So
exactly,
to
speak. It seems like, and I mean, that's the best way I've ever seen that kind of thing done, in my opinion.
Yeah, it reminded me of, maybe because I just saw a screener of it yesterday, I watched Bombshell.
Oh, yeah, Bombshell.
Totally different movie, but it similarly to what you were just saying, Paloma, it does that thing where it blends in real footage. Like, you'll see characters at a Trump rally, and you'll see Trump on the big screen, but it's not, like, making a big hoopla about it, and it, like, kind of weaves in all that real footage.
Yeah, because I think... from what I can look at here, do they actually have Yitzhak Rabin as a character, or is he just in the stock footage?
He's in the stock footage.
But they blend it so well that there's, like, there's a moment where the lead character's following him, and they're showing stock footage, but you really can't tell because they do such a good job of shooting those certain gritty parts to look like that old footage.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. I mean, it's like, and they even show the back of Marr, like the real Marr, and the way they did it with... The way they merged it in, it's not distracting. It's not like, oh, this is real Marr. Now we're seeing the actor playing Marr. It seems the Yagel Marr. It seems it works really well because you never see the real guy's full face. So it actually merges very well, and you still really, you know, you're not like, oh darn, like taking me out. It really works. It merges. It blends really well. And
nice.
Yeah. it's a perfectly fine movie in a lot of ways, and maybe it's a cultural thing that, you know, like, it was just a little bit too long for me, but I really feel like you could have made this into a really slick 80-minute movie.
No, that's fair enough.
Yeah, well, I wasn't too bothered with the length, but I agree that I think that I could be cut down a little bit because we get the point of how Yogel is, so I think some parts could maybe be trimmed down or taken out of the journey to him, like, being killing, you know, the Prime Minister.
Yeah, because you know what's going to happen the whole time, and I think the title, like, titles are really important, and I give this movie credit that I think it has a good title, so, like, once you know what it's called, it's like, you know what it is about pretty much 5 minutes in, like, if you can pick up what they're putting down, but it was really spinning its wheels for me, and it was doing it well. Like, I thought that the conversation and the scenes were interesting, but again, a lot of them, I feel like you could have not combined scenes so much, but it got repetitive in a way.
Right.
Okay,
at least halfway through the movie for me.
Yeah. Well, would you say, though, that the acting was still really good, even with that?
Oh, the acting was amazing, I think. At least the acting was amazing. Definitely. They all were great. Yeah.
Yeah. It never feels like schmaltzy, like you're watching actors. I mean, it does feel like the fly on the wall. It just felt like this fly needed to go to other rooms and then maybe die quicker because it took too long to happen.
Yeah, and I think it also is a period piece in a way where, like, you know, where, like, you're not like, oh yeah, I'm watching a different time period. It's just very kind of, it's like you feel like you're in the present, you're in the now with them.
Mm-hmm.
At that time in the 90s, like mid 90s.
Yeah, agreed. They definitely dotted their I's and crossed their T's. Production value is A+ on this, definitely.
I actually really love the parents as well. I think the parents were really cool. Amara's parents.
Yeah. Yeah. And, the dad was definitely a standout for sure.
Yeah. And I think his relationship with the son is kind of complex, with the son kind of is like, even though he's like this, he's this renowned, or at least, you know, very, at least his
community. He's a well-respected rabbi in the community.
Yeah, exactly. Well-respected rabbi in the community. And his son kind of, and his son is like, no, I know better. I know what God wants. I think the way they, so that relationship, that kind of the tension, the love he has for his son, but also the tension of being like, you're like, I hate you, but I don't get where you're coming from, and you need to, like, calm down.
Yeah, scenes like that were really good, like, where they're batting heads, but, like, where he's reading the Torah, and it says, it's okay to kill people who aren't Jews because of this thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, man, like...
But then his father does that reading of about mercy and forgiveness, or whatever it is. When he's like, when they ask me this reading, and he talks about mercy.
Yeah, and when I say, dude, chill, I mean, like, the filmmakers. It's like, your point has been brought across in more clever ways. Like, it's spending all this time showing us this guy doing this stuff where it's like, dude, I already heard him say crazy shit.
Yeah, I will admit that by the time of the wedding, I think I started, like, losing, not interest, but I was like, okay, I got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, like, the last, like, 20 minutes, I think. That was the last 20 minutes, maybe, whatever. It was like, I'm done now. Not, I'm done. I still watched it, but I was like, yeah.
It's interesting that we've talked a lot about, like, international features that were also RANs, because, well, we reviewed The Darkest Night here that didn't make it to the foreign film cut, and we also reviewed, oh gosh, there was another film I think
First Sama. About.
First Sama actually did get nominated for Best Documentary, but
it got
I wish it won.
Hard.
I wish it won. I think it should have won. Yeah, it should have won.
But did you see what won? American industry, ain't that good?
Well, there you go. The Obamas will beat over Syria, apparently, in this case. So.
And it was crazy too, because two Syrian documentaries were nominated, but I thought that's a high chance they're going to get one. And we're like, but no, I guess not.
Yeah, but then in terms of foreign films, like, do you think this one could have had a chance? I mean, I haven't seen all the foreign film nominees, but like, do you think this one could have made a serious case to be one? Or do you think it would have just been just shy of making it two?
I think it could have, but I don't know.
Go ahead, Paloma. Not.
I think it's possible that I could have been taken. I mean, again, I didn't see all of the foreign films, but I don't think it would have won, but I can see it maybe getting nominated potentially. I don't know. I wish Pain and Glory had also. I mean, I love the Parasite one because I love Parasite, but it won not. And then, you know, but I also think that, Pain and Glory was amazing as well, so that was a sad
one. That's the thing, though. I was going to mention Parasite, too, and here's the thing about Parasite.
Yeah,
Parasite
it's so different.
Is fun.
It's so unique.
It's a blast to watch.
Yeah, it is fun.
This is the bomb, but literally. Like, this
I think
is
it's
not...
informative, maybe.
It's informative, sure, but it's not... Like, when I was watching this the whole time, I was like, yeah, I'm never gonna be like, ooh, Friends, we gotta watch this. But, like, Parasite, like, that's a really fun movie to watch.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it was, I think it did, like, I mean, the emotions you felt were because that's what they wanted you to feel. But I think you're right. I think it's kind of like not a film that I would, I mean, I might tell other people about it, but I don't know if it's a film that I would say you need to see it, like, right now.
Like, yeah, I think
almost,
my mom
almost
might
think of films.
Maybe, maybe, maybe wait a month and see it later. I mean, you don't have to see it right now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. No, it almost feels like movies like Omar or something like that, where you're like, yeah, it's a really great movie, but you want to watch it if you're actually in the mood to watch something serious and grounded and you know, contemplative.
Kind of but again, I'm happy I saw. Like, I'm not like, oh, darn, I wasted 2 hours of my life.
But yeah, if you see this in the theaters, you would walk out like feeling like you need a shower. You'd be bummed out. Like it's not like a fun watch.
No,
like
and it's also not doing. I mean, again, I think it's really well done, and I think the way they did the blending was amazing. But it's not it's not like, for example, Son of Saul, where I come out of the theater like this is I'm depressed, but this is like this was so amazing. The way it was shot was so unique and cool. It's not like that.
Which is funny, with the 4x3, it made me think a lot about Son of Saul just from the trailer clips I've seen.
Oh, yeah. Son of Saul, I mean, Son of Saul was, like, oh, so unique. The way they saw, like, very POV kind of stuff was really cool. But, yeah, no, but I think it was kind of, like, both, and most of the way they told the story was, like, I think really unique. But, yeah, no, I think they, I think it was, the color scheme was similar, though, I would say, maybe.
Yeah, maybe they could have ripped a couple pages out of Birds of Prey's book. No, I'm just kidding.
Add some more bubblegum pink
because
and
there
purple.
Are moments, there's moments of color. Like, it's funny, the moment that you're mentioning, like, where you kind of, like, is mentally checked out, so to speak, you know,
yes,
where you're like, all right, like, it's good, but, like, it's not, like, I'm not gripped. That scene where he walks out of the wedding is one of the most colorful shots in the movie.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
And that felt very indie movie to me. Like, very much so. And a lot of the movie feels like that. I think that this is, if this was in English, people would say, oh, this is Oscar bait.
Yeah. One of my favorite scenes, I have to say, I think it was also really colorful, is when they go into the temple. In the synagogue, I mean, they go underneath where they have the love and hearts. They have, like, this beautiful, where they prayed, a beautiful, like, it's not brick, but, like, a beautiful, like, patterned floor with all these, like, prayers on them where they people prayed.
Oh,
and
when
he's trying to get Nava, when he's trying to, like, I guess, trying to get Nava to marry him, essentially. I thought that was a very beautiful scene.
Yeah, that was a really nice scene. That was a cool moment. I also really enjoyed how the movie opened. You know, that was really cool, because I've actually been to that place.
Oh, you have?
Do you remember how it opened, Justin?
Yeah, with
I haven't seen as much of it, so you guys would know more than me.
But the very beginning, do you remember?
Are you talking about the Weeping Wall? Where they...
Not the Weeping Wall, it was just the cemetery. where they had, like, all the IDF soldiers.
Oh, yes, that was a good one, yeah. That was a good scene.
Yeah, I've been to that place, and it's really an amazing place to go, because it's beautiful, and I thought that was a really interesting scene, because that's something that people really do out there, where they'll just, out of the kindness of their own heart, they'll go and they'll keep these graves looking pristine and nice.
Yeah, okay. My grandfather was part of the Israeli force, military defense force. Mm. He died in Romania, not in Israel. He returned back to his home place, home country.
Well, you know, something else I like about this movie, just to, you know, as we start winding down, I noticed the director here, who is Yaron Zilberman. He's only made 3 movies, but each of them have kind of stood out. So, oh, sorry, can you hear me?
Justin?
Hello?
I don't hear...
Hold on.
I hear both of you guys.
Okay, yeah, Paloma, can you hear me now?
Hello? I missed you. I lost you for a second there.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay, that's weird. But anyways, all right, let me try again. So, something interesting I find, too, just looking at the director here, it's Yaron Zilberman, who I've not seen most of his films, but, I mean, he's only done 3 movies, but one was an acclaimed documentary called Watermarks back in 2004, but the last one he did before this one was this movie I really, really like called A Late Quartet with Philip Seymour Hoffman. Have you ever saw that one?
I've heard of that. I didn't see it, but I did see it. I didn't hear about it, though.
Yeah, really, really solid film. You know, big showcase for, like, Christopher Walken, Catherine Keener, Imogen Poots was in that. Like, this guy seems to be very picky and meticulous about the types of movies he wants to make, kind of thing.
Yeah, I would say so. I think that he definitely is trying to say things that should be said, but some people would frown upon. Like, I'm sure there is a big rebellious part of Israel that fucking hates this movie.
Oh, I imagine a lot of people in Israel hate this. Not a lot of people, but a nice amount of people hate this film. Mostly maybe Orthodox Jews, maybe. But yeah, no, I think it's the Orthodox community probably is not very happy, or Hasidic Jews community probably not very happy with this. They show the rabbis essentially condoning this behavior. I mean, not saying it officially, but condoning it in the film. Ooh. To some degree.
Yeah, dude, a lot of rabbis, unfortunately, and people in Israel are Zionists, where they're like, yo, Israel is ours, dude. This land is my fucking land.
Well, I mean, my one of my cousins was on, like, a Turkish boat to help people in Palestine, and my grandmother was like, he's anti-Israel, because he's helping Palestinians. So, I mean, that's, and see, like, again, used to live in Israel, now lives in America, but still, she's still very much of a, you know, not as, maybe Zionist is the wrong word, but she's still like, if you help Israel, if you help Palestine in any way, then you're, or say anything good about Israel, Palestine, you hate Israel, essentially.
Yeah, it's, and that's what, why the whole, like, discussion annoys me, because everyone has been, like, at fault for something in this situation.
Oh, I agree,
we can't just move on, like, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's a bummer. Yeah. I have to say, though, I mean, again, I'm kind of embarrassed, but I didn't know that, maybe because I was in this with the 90s, 95, I was like 2.5 years old, but I didn't hear about this at all. I didn't know this had happened, this assassination. Yeah, until I saw the trailer.
I had no clue this was a thing until I saw the first trailer for this one.
Oh, yeah.
And after him, that's when we get the new guy, I'm forgetting his name, but the prime minister now, who's very, he's very conservative and very, making a lot of issues. He got voted in right after this guy was assassinated.
Oh.
Ben something or Ben Stiller? I forget his full name, but anyways.
Ben Stiller. Yeah, I don't know.
No. I'm not saying, but I'm mispronouncing the name. But anyways, the prime minister now has the same guy who was like a couple, you know, years after he was killed. Was voted in.
Okay. Fair enough. So why don't we wind down to final thoughts then? Paloma, why don't you give us a head start on this one? Final thoughts and rating.
Well, I would say that I think, I mean, this is a really, I mean, I really enjoyed this film. I think that it was very dark and depressing, but I think it kind of informed me a lot of things, and I think everybody was amazing. All the actors were amazing. I think the way they did the blending in was, like, brilliant, as I said before. I guess I would probably give this, I mean, again, it's not a film I'm probably going to be rewatching anytime soon, but if it gets on VOD, if it's on Prime, I'll probably watch it again. I'll probably give this one an 8 out of 0.5 out of 10. I kind of make a joke out of this, so I'm just going to say, no joke for this one, 8.5 out of 10.
No jokes? Come on.
Any well, I don't think it's funny. I got a joke for you. I don't think it's funny, so I can't make a joke for this one.
I think this is a really well-made movie. I think that their vision was definitely executed. Some of like the, they intercut the scenes with like these, I don't know if they're just stones or if they're paintings and stuff like that with Hebrew over them.
Oh,
they're
real
pretty looking, but they kind of felt like they were just like trying to do something they saw in another movie, which is what all movies are these days. So fair.
I think they're trying to separate, they were finding a way to try to separate things out. I think that's what they're trying to divide the time.
Yeah, it's just like chapters and stuff. And I didn't mind that. It's just like the way they're doing it. I was like, you could have explored them more because like there's lots of nice caves and stuff in Israel. But if the scenes didn't happen there, they didn't happen there.
Yeah.
I think this is nice. It's one of those movies where, like, I feel like I'm grading this like a teacher because, like the teacher who grades a paper, I'm never reading that fucking paper again. I'm sorry. Like, I'm just not. I give it, like, a B, you know? It's 8 out of 10, maybe 7.9, but it's, like, like 8 pieces of matzah out of 10.
Mmm.
Nice.
Matzah.
Matzah balls. I like matzah ball soup.
Yeah. This movie could have used a couple matzah balls.
Or borscht, which is another kind of... Well, it's European Jewish.
Russian soup.
Yeah. Horse is big my family. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
You gonna watch it, you think, Justin?
Yeah, I should watch this. I feel like, you know, again, this is mostly just out of time constraints rather than interest. Because I actually, when I saw the request on my email, I was just like, yes, I want to review this one. So,
yeah, honestly,
I feel like if I was in the right mindset, I should definitely go watch this film, you know?
Oh, yeah, I think you might like it. Honestly, the only people I think I could really recommend this to is, I briefly mentioned it for a second, it's my mom. Because she's she does international law and she does war crime stuff. So, this is right up her alley. But other than that, maybe not.
Yeah, I think most of my family, if I tried to recommend this, they'd be like, oh, great, another foreign film from Justin. Ugh. Oh,
I might recommend it to my mom because of, you know, because of her Israeli connection.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that your relatives are right-wing. I don't think they're going to care for this.
Not my mother. My mom's pretty left. Yeah, my grandma probably wouldn't care for this. Yeah, my grandma wouldn't care for this film, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I know lots of liberals who wouldn't like this either, so whatever.
Oh, that's true.
It's a no-win situation.
Not at all.
Yeah, my mom's a filmmaker, though, so she might like the artistic bit of it.
Oh, yeah. She'll appreciate it.
Yeah.